This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here and take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Jonathan, Jonah T. Hanray.
Mark.
Coming up, relationship issues, cheating. Mark, you want to talk about that. Also, Johnny Ray, you've got a game of the week. Plus, Trump's wall is on your mind. If we get a chance, we'll get to all of those things here tonight. Of course, your calls come first if you join us at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm. But just a few moments ago, like an hour ago, we were having our Social Sunday event here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where libertarians from the area tend to gather together and just kind of talk and see what's going on with each other and meet new people sometimes. We had a couple new movers show up this week, which was awesome. They actually bought a golf course in the area, which is pretty cool. So we're working with getting them hooked up with Bitcoin. And just during the conversation that we had, I found out about some ballot measures that we hadn't heard about earlier this week. So throughout the week, we've been talking off and on about the various election-related things, including some of the results earlier in the week. And one of the things we covered were, like, the marijuana initiatives, which did very, very well. Almost every one of them passed with the exception of Arizona. So you've got four new states that are going to be going to a legal status. They will be legalizing and taxing. You've got a few states, I think four or five other states, that that approved medical marijuana as well. So worked very well for those. There were some other interesting ballot initiatives, like Maine passed an approval voting system, I believe, or no, ranked voting, ranked choice voting. So they'll be going from a system of you choose only one candidate to you can actually rank your candidates, which is a better way for third parties to actually end up getting votes from people.
Yeah, and it should be interesting to see how well it works, and maybe we'll see some more adoption.
I've heard also that it tends to make rival political candidates more polite to each other because then that person ranking them is
will rank them down.
Yeah, we'll rank them down or up, and they can still get, even if they're not somebody's number one choice and never will be, if they're polite and thoughtful, they can still gain from that.
Plus, that might also be because the Republicans and Democrats, who normally just believe their shoe-ins, would not necessarily have that, you know, almost guarantee that they're going to get all of the votes from the Republicans or almost all of the votes from the Republicans or Democrats, whichever side that they're on. I mean, normally you're guaranteed to get a bunch of those voters. But if voters know they can rank choices, that may actually mean that they're going to choose a third party option first if they actually like what the third party has to say. So anyway, there's a bunch of cool issues.
I think it ultimately, though, it's just American democracy trying and failing to be like a free market. Because we, you know, when we go shopping, we can make ordinal rankings for things.
Yeah.
We can decide to spend $5 on something or $10 on something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the market will, because the market is based on freedom, it will always be more nuanced and more sophisticated, and you'll always get better results from it than you will from brutish American democracy.
The folks that we met tonight at the local meetup that were the new movers I was talking about came from Chicago. And, of course, that's one of the – or the Chicago area. But, obviously, if you live in the Chicago area, you're also pretty intimately familiar with the city. And so and that's where your wife is from originally.
Yeah, they call it Chicagoland.
Right.
Yeah.
So
well, you always want to pronounce things correctly. So, you know, this is your opportunity to speak English and pronounce something correctly.
Chicagoland, you
Chicagoland.
Mean? I don't think I would have had trouble pronouncing that, but thank you.
Well, you're saying the Chicago area. And that's it's just not what they do.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not how they talk about it there.
Well, that's different than a pronunciation. But, anyway, you're talking about a different term. Regardless, Chicago area is a very taxed place, and they were talking about how property taxes there are actually higher than they are here in New Hampshire. And further, the people of the Chicago, I think in this case the metro, in Chicago, the city of Chicago, love taxes. They just love passing new taxes, and apparently one of the taxes that was passed is a soda tax, and at this most recent election. And it wasn't just Chicago. According to Time magazine at time.com, soda companies poured substantial funding into fighting soda taxes on some 2016 ballots, but four cities and one county have passed related measures.
Huh.
San Francisco, Oakland, and Albany, California, as well as Boulder, Colorado, all passed soda taxes on Tuesday. Cook County, Illinois, it was the entire county, passed a soda tax on Thursday. My guess would be that there will be an explosion of cities, according to Howard Wolfson, the senior advisor to Michael Bloomberg, during a press conference on Friday. He says there'll be an explosion of cities across the, county, I think he means country, that will pursue a soda tax. He says this is an issue whose time has come. We couldn't be more excited to support local efforts. So the do-gooders have decided that
your soda needs to go.
I'd say welcome to the nanny state, but we've all been living in it for as long
quite
as I've been
time,
alive.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, this is going to bring it home to them. They'll be like, what? You're what? Going to charge me more for this?
I don't think they'll have a problem with it.
There's
they
a bottle
for
of water
it.
Here. Hold on, buddy. Some people voted for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cook County.
Some voters voted for
right.
it.
So, right. That's
so
true.
In Cook County, voters are always people, unless they're dead.
But very frequently.
Cook County had their vote on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that wasn't Tuesday. You didn't have the masses of people coming out for this. This is all the do-gooders.
Yeah,
this is
that's
all the,
true.
Da-da-da, to the polls to change the world! You know, folks, right?
Yeah.
That's what these folks were. And so, you know, most of these, this is going to come as a surprise to a lot of people in Chi-Town.
I'm actually trying to find what the results were. I'm looking at a Chicago Tribune article about it, and it's not jumping out at me as far as how many people showed up to the polls, and of them, how many actually voted for the soda tax. But regardless, the taxers are very ebullient about this. They're quite pleased. And still, the soda industry did not go down without a fight, according to Time. Mounting ad campaigns in cities like San Francisco to oppose the tax, all told, the American Beverage Association, the ABA, spent $20 million to fight the issue. Dan Newman, who is the consulting firm that worked on it, said that it was an unprecedented in terms of how the soda industry kicked it off, and in terms of spending, they were absolutely flooding mailboxes and TV. We really risked drowning in soda propaganda. The ads funded by the ABA urged people to vote no on a grocery tax, even though the tax was solely targeting soda. Soda tax supporters also kicked in a fair amount of cash to fund the fight. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg donated over $18 million to support the measures in Oakland and San Francisco, and billionaires John and Laura Arnold reportedly donated $3.3 million in support of soda taxes.
Imagine thinking that you could help the world by donating billions of dollars for a soda tax. I mean,
it's crazy.
You know,
in this case, millions. But yes, who's counting?
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, how sad that this is what they think the best way for their money to be spent is.
Yeah, I'd love to get some of the numbers on this. For instance, you know, how did San Francisco vote for it? Because they voted on Tuesday. San Francisco did vote on this at that time. Schillinger recently.
San Francisco is one of those towns.
Right.
We spoke to John Dennis, who was Ron Paul Republican, who was running against Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco, and he said that, you know, the last go around, the Republicans had gotten 12%. Like, Republicans are a minor party in the city of San Francisco.
Right. So Schillinger recently published a study in the Journal of Annals of Internal Medicine showing that when studies are funded by the beverage industry, they're much less likely to report a link between sugary drinks and obesity and type 2 diabetes, saying that I believe that with recent outcomes, we're finally seeing the war against diabetes as something we might actually win, he says. Still, it's too early to determine the effects soda taxes have on chronic diseases like obesity and type 2 diabetes. I love the idea that taxes would have an effect on chronic diseases.
Well, I think that that's possible. So, for instance, with the Obama tax on, I think it was loose leaf tobacco, mm-hmm. roll your own tobacco, and cigars in 2009. You know, he basically stated this is, you know, this money's A, going to go help children, you know, children's medical or something like that was what the plan was, or B, people are going to quit smoking. Either one of those is a good result. And in my case, I quit smoking. I wasn't going to pay the tax.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Does that mean you support taxing now?
No, I'm just saying that I understand that there's a reality to what taxes do.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on soda taxes. Do you support them? It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We are now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Have you ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
January,
and Mark. You know, healthcare is all messed up in the United States, and what we need is a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, health insurance does pay for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, if you'd like, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We're talking about an issue about health at the moment, specifically sugary drinks, because I should be more specific here. We've been saying this is a soda tax, but I remember we looked within the last year at one of these websites from the ABA, and I forget offhand what it was called, but and I also am not sure which area it was targeting, but there's been several places within the last week that have passed these so-called soda taxes. And so I don't know how they're all written, but sometimes, and I suspect it's most of them, they're actually targeting anything that's a sugary drink. So not just if it's a carbonated drink, but also iced teas, coffees like from Starbucks, for instance, that are the ones that are loaded up with sugar. So all of those things are frequently included in these so-called soda taxes. So keep in mind Gatorade, for instance. You know, keep in mind if there's anything that's basically not water that has sugar in it, even sugary, I think some of the sugary juices in certain cases I think were taxed. I could be wrong on that point. But
it makes perfectly good sense in a world where the government is responsible for your health care costs, that the government would attempt to use taxation to modify behavior. I mean, if the government's going to be dealing with a lot of cases of diabetes, they're going to want to diminish the amount of sugar that is available to people so that they can hopefully have less of this. Now, obviously, at some point, there's a break-even point, right, where they tax sugar so heavily that black market sugar dealers mm-hmm. spring up on the corner. But this makes perfectly good sense in this world. This is sort of, as we've warned here on Free Talk Live, for a decade plus, that this is the kind of thing that happens, the unintended consequence of getting involved in people's business.
So there's a little bit more here from the Time Magazine piece about different places that have passed these taxes. Albany, California, and Boulder. Also, San Francisco and Oakland. Excuse me, it's Albany, California. I apologize. Albany, California, not Albany, New York. San Francisco, Oakland, Albany. Those are California cities. And then Boulder, Colorado passed soda taxes last week on Tuesday. Cook County, Illinois passed theirs on Thursday. And it's still too early, they say, to determine the effect soda taxes have on chronic diseases like obesity and type 2 diabetes. But research has shown that since Berkeley, California passed a soda tax in 2014, sugary drink consumption dropped 20%. A year after Mexico passed a soda tax in 2014, early research reported an average 6% decline in purchases of sugar-sweetened beverages and a 4% average increase in untaxed beverages.
Yeah, so what this is a win-win for people who believe in the ideas of the state. I mean, so first they get those people stop drinking all those sugary drinks,
mm-hmm.
We've talked to people like this that just can't stop smoking or drinking sugary drinks or whatever. So they want to see these taxes because they know it'll be some kind of deterrent or penance. It's right. Flagellation.
Tax me more.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So, there's, on one hand, you diminish the behavior. On the other hand, you create, this free money. Look, free tax money that we can spend on good things. Obviously, we're reading economics in one lesson right now. And the question that you need to ask yourself about this free money is, well, what would be done with that money otherwise? What this tax money that the government's getting here from these sugary beverages, what would the people who have it, what would they be spending it on? How would the marketplace be made better rather than the government getting this money and doing God knows what with it?
Well, let's get into economics in one lesson here in just a moment. Let's do that next because you said it was obvious, but to new listeners, it's not obvious. We are doing a reading club where the three hosts of the show, Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark, on Sunday nights are reading one chapter at a time out of Economics in One Lesson, which is a free book that you can download a PDF of from a couple different online sites. So we'll get into that. But first, the statement from the ABA, this is the American Beverage Association, spent $20 million across the country lobbying hard against these taxes. They say, quote, "We respect the decision of voters in these cities. Our energy remains squarely focused on reducing the sugar consumed from beverages, engaging with prominent public health and community organizations to change behavior. We're driving this change across America, including communities with the highest rates of obesity. It's the hard work necessary for true and lasting change." Do you believe them?
No. Of course not.
I mean, this is the industry association that represents the sugary drink manufacturers, and they're acting like, oh, yeah, we really care about making sure Americans drink less of our product.
Well, okay, so let's not go too much after these sugary drink manufacturers, because these are the ones that are bringing us bottled water, too. In many cases, the bottled water that you're purchasing at the store is made by one of
these... Coca-Cola, yeah, or whatever.
Or Pepsi. Well, yeah. You know, it's distributed by these same distributorships. Now, they're making a lot of money on bottled water. Let's not forget that all these bottles that are going into landfills and ending up in the ocean and that sort of thing, they're a hazard, too. Expect your tax on that next. That drinking out of a plastic bottle is a sort of sin, and so therefore you're going to have to pay for that soon, too.
All I'm saying here is that, obviously, I'm against the state, first and foremost, but you know, I'm not a huge fan of corporations either, necessarily, because a lot of them, in this case, this is just a pathetic statement from the ABA. It's very deferential to the system and to how things work. It's like, well, you know, we spent $20 million trying to oppose this, but we respect the decision of voters in these cities, and we are doing our best to make sure that people don't drink our products, the sugary drinks that we made our bones on. I mean, come on. It's just so dishonest. It's just so dishonest. I mean, come on. Stand by your product.
That's what they're supposed to say.
Americans love sugary drinks. We love giving it to them. We're just giving people what they want. That's what they're doing. Come on, own it.
Because what they saw here was that these people were willing to vote to tax them. They don't wish to be voted to be taxed more, so they don't want to stir up the people.
Oh, but, I gotcha.
I'm sorry, the sugary drink drinkers, they didn't come out. They didn't stand by their product.
They probably didn't even know about it.
Well,
that's why you said it's all the busybodies that come out and vote for this.
No, in this case, you're talking about the California one.
By the way, 62% in San Francisco, 71% in Albany. I guess these were numbers that were reported by sfgate.com while still there were a couple precincts out, but these are pretty much final numbers. 71% voting for it in Albany, 62% in Oakland, and 62% in San Francisco voting for the sugary drink tax. So, you know, whatever sugary drink you like, Snapple, you know, iced tea, all these things are being taxed now. You can share your thoughts, especially if you support it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, especially if you support a soda tax, or to be more specific, a sugary drink tax, which includes a lot of damn drinks. These things passed in a few different California cities, including San Francisco, Oakland, and Albany, and then also Cook County. Illinois passed similar measures on Thursday, and then Boulder, Colorado, also on Tuesday, passed theirs. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about economics, or some of the economics, in one lesson that we've been reading here in a few moments. But there's one more interesting aspect to this story. We shared the Time Magazine version, but there's also a piece over at the San Francisco Gate. And the 2014, there was a proposal for a soda tax in San Francisco in 2014, and it was a 2-cent per ounce tax, and its revenue was specified for children's physical education and nutrition programs. Because its funds were earmarked for a specific purpose, it needed 2/3 of voter support in order to pass. So they needed to get 66 or 67% in order to pass the previous one. So what did they do? Well, by the way, it only received 55% in 2014. This time it received 62%, which still wouldn't have been enough if they still needed 2/3. But what they did this time, and tell me if this doesn't seem backwards to you, the three cities this time backed measures that didn't specify where the money would go,
right,
meant that they only needed a simple majority. So if they're completely nonspecific about how they're going to spend the money, it's actually easier for them to pass the measure. Doesn't that seem counterintuitive? I mean, if you were going to set up rules to I don't know, restrict government power, then wouldn't it have made more sense that if you were being specific, it wouldn't need as much to pass? But if you're not being specific, like, hey, we just take it into the general fund and spend it however we want, that's easier to do? That's California for you.
Right. What makes you think that they set up rules to restrict government power?
They did not. You
stated a premise and assumed your premise.
But it's backwards from what you would expect, at least.
Why would I expect that? I actually expect that. We're talking about the 49th free estate
That's
in
true.
The union out of 50.
Right.
This is, you know, this. You talk
crazy
to these people out in California, and you know how they are.
Yep.
And this is, they're just happy as they could possibly be about this. Hell yeah, those people won't get their sugary drinks anymore. We got a sugary drink. Win. Yeah.
2 cents an ounce. I mean, if you think about it, go to like a 7-Eleven or Circle K or whatever.
20-ounce bottle.
No. Frequently the big ones, like a big gulp. You know what I mean? Those things are like 64 ounces at least, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So 2 cents an ounce. You're talking about $1.20-something tax on top of
a $1.20-something drink.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a pretty significant tax if you think about it. This is really going to increase the prices of these drinks. And I think that the predictions are correct here in that you are going to see more of these things. Same thing with the smoking bans. Remember when we first started the show in 2002, that was when Florida passed, via voter initiative, a smoking ban by a margin of 70% to 30% or something like that.
Yeah, it has to be 66%.
And these other, you know, other states, other cities, they all watch the initial cities, the first places that pass some new tax or some new regulation. They're watching like a hawk to see if they get challenged in court, to see if they hold up, you know, that kind of thing. And if they do, they pass them in the other places. You are likely going to see this thing continue, these soda taxes, sugary drink taxes, coming to a city near you. That's my prediction.
Yeah, if you don't like it, you got one choice, and that's come to New Hampshire. Because
yes.
Because we have our smoking ban.
Because us three guys here in the studio and people like us here in New Hampshire, we're the only ones who can see how absurd it is and can understand that in normal life, the way it works is you, individual A, I'll call you Bill, you drink sugar all your life and you die from it and you and your loved ones suffer the consequences for it. But in socialized America with Obamacare and soon to be, you know, Trump care.
Yep.
Bill's life is everybody's business. And when you see Bill getting fat, then you get angry
because he's spending your money.
Because he's spending your money.
Right.
Because he's taking resources. He's taking food off your table to pay for his hospital stays.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. This is the thing is everybody's got some behavior, which is dangerous. I mean, life is, there's only one result from life.
Death.
And that's death. We're all gonna die. So there's, you know, it doesn't matter whether you smoke, it doesn't matter whether you scuba dive, it doesn't matter whether you're a skydiver, it doesn't matter whether you have sugary drinks. Somebody, you have some behavior which is dangerous. And if you don't protect somebody else's dangerous behavior so they can have that dangerous behavior and the consequences of it.
Right.
Then they won't be able to protect yours. And pretty soon, all the nanny staters out there are going to make sure that all the round corners are rubbed off of all the sharp places.
Well, so this is one of the areas where New Hampshire, you're right, Johnny Ray, that New Hampshire is a special place. I was talking with some of the new movers that came to the event tonight. We have a social meeting every Sunday here in the Keene area of New Hampshire. And for listeners who are new to the show, we're all here because of the libertarian migrations that are happening and have been happening for more than a decade here to New Hampshire, where people are coming in and they're getting active and we're working towards more freedom inside and outside of the system. This is the best place to oppose something like a soda tax. Now, Johnny Ray, you don't believe in working within the system, but Mark and I do, and there are a lot of the liberty activists here who do. We do not have a ballot initiative here in New Hampshire, which has its downsides, but it also has its upsides in that, you know, you never see any crazy crap like this on the New Hampshire ballot. Now, that's not to say there aren't crazy things proposed by the legislature, which is 400 members in the House and 24 senators. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that they promote. But because we have a libertarian cadre, if you will. There's a libertarian group of state representatives who can vote for things that are pro-freedom and vote against things that are anti-freedom. You've called them a libertarian veto, Mark, and to some extent they can act that way. On an issue with a close vote, they can definitely be the difference makers in
that
case.
That's what a veto is. A veto is a, you know, right.
And so I suspect that if somebody proposed a soda tax in New Hampshire, it would probably die in committee, likely. But even if it didn't, it would likely die on the House floor. And the more libertarians we can get to move to New Hampshire, the more ensconced those liberty-minded people will become, the more of them will win elections. They tend to win as Republicans and Democrats, but that's because the libertarians haven't had ballot access until this year, which is historic because they haven't had it in 20 years, and we got it back this year. So that's very exciting. It means people will be able to register to vote as libertarians. It means that libertarians will be able to run for political office without having to jump through extra hoops in 2018. So we'll be able to have the same ballot access as the Republicans and Democrats, which means a $2 filing fee. So just think about that for a moment. I don't know what it costs where you live to run for state representative, but I'm willing to bet it's more than $2. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's more than $2.
I'm willing to bet if you win state house wherever you live, you make more than you do in New Hampshire.
I bet you're right about that. You make $100 a year in New Hampshire as a state representative plus a very small mileage fee for driving to the state house.
Well, the mileage fee is whatever it is. So if you're coming from, you know, way up north in New Hampshire, Coos County or something, it's going to be more than it is if you're coming from Concord.
So, if you really want to see success for freedom, you got to get together with other libertarians. You've got to concentrate your activism in one place. It's working here. I highly recommend that folks go to the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. There's a page there about moving to New Hampshire. There's also, I should mention this, there's a brand new Shire Society forum. I haven't mentioned this on the air yet, but I am somebody who, while I use Facebook and have a problem, you know, like an addiction problem to Facebook, I'll admit I have a problem. I don't like it. And I want to find solutions for people to try to get them off of Facebook, have conversations off of Facebook, you know, where you're not easily monitored by, let's say, federal agents or law enforcement, who all they have to do is send a note to Facebook and get access to all of your information. So getting conversations off of those controlled platforms and putting those conversations into the movement, into servers run by the movement. There's a brand new forum called forum.shiresociety.com. It's intended for people who have signed the Shire Society Declaration, who are planning a move to New Hampshire. You can connect with people who are already here, ask questions, and basically meet people before you end up showing up. It's very cool. Go to forum.shiresociety.com. It's been modernized and redesigned for 2017.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icom Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Control of the airwaves here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we got Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, Donald Trump's wall, and relationship issues that Mark wants to talk about. We'll get into all that if we get the chance. Your calls and thoughts, of course, come first. If you want to join us, the live Sunday edition here, it's 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Also, you touched on it earlier, Mark. We have been reading a book together, the three of us, well, independently, but it's like a reading club, where each week we're reading one chapter of a book called Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt.
Right. Henry Hazlitt.
Henry Hazlitt. And so we're on, was it chapter four this week?
That's right.
I think. And I did read it, and I actually did it before today, because normally I'm doing it literally before the show on a Sunday night.
There are advantages to reading it right before the show.
I would say
your
so,
mind.
Yeah. But I actually spaced it out. I read it in the LRN.FM restroom over the course of the week. And so what we've been, I guess, focusing on is, you know, what happens in this book. Well, there, it's a nonfiction book about economics, and the lesson so far, the one lesson that they're talking about, is what is seen and what is unseen when it comes to economics. The, when you see, you know, business being done. In this case, the chapter was about bridges being built. What you don't see is the money, had it been kept in the pocket of the taxpayers, what would they have done with that money if they were able to keep it? What thing would they have purchased for themselves? What, you know, would they have saved it towards a larger purchase later? You know, would they have fixed something around the house? You know, what would each individual have done? We don't get to see that. The only thing that people see is what the government does with the spending. And so it's easy for the government to justify itself and say, ah, see, we've made this bridge and we made all these jobs at the same time. So, therefore, taxes are a good thing.
Right. They can show the benefit. However, what they're not showing is the things that they could have been bought with all of that money. So, if it's in the case of a bridge, well, that money came from somewhere. It came from taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And how many cars or RVs or you know, how many college educations? What is it that, you know, that could have been purchased with that money?
Now, this week we're on Chapter 4, yep. Which the title of the chapter, I believe, is Public Works Mean Taxes or, mm-hmm. or something like that. Before we went into it, I wanted to say a few words about Chapter 3 because there were a few parts of that that really jumped out at me that I thought were important, and we didn't get to it last okay. week. Chapter 3 was called The Blessings of Destruction, and it was a chapter, again, like Chapter 4, as we will discover, Chapter 3 is an illustration, a colorized illustration of the broken window fallacy.
The fallacy which says that by destroying things, you're somehow benefiting the economy.
Exactly. And Chapter 3 seemed to be specifically about World War II. And the idea that Henry Hazlitt is trying to get across to you is that though someone might tell you that World War II brought us out of the Depression, someone might tell you that the destruction of Europe stimulated production and created miracles of production, we have to remember that they're in Germany they were building stuff that they already had before the war.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're out there and they're busy and they're getting paid a wage for it, they don't have to be building that stuff. They had it before. It was turned into rubble. Now they're building it again. That is not some great economic boon to the person whose house was destroyed.
Right. They had to build a whole new factory or right. several of them.
Or in the case of the United States, they built aircraft carriers, battleships, not really in World War II. They built aircraft carriers, destroyers, cruisers. They built tanks. They built lots and lots of guns and helmets and things like that. These things do nothing for the economy. I mean, I'm sorry, a soldier's helmet is of no value to the economy because it doesn't create anything. It isn't
right.
good for anything.
If it's you not build, good for life.
Right. If you build a Caterpillar, backhoe, or I should say excavator, that piece of equipment will be used to dig holes for foundations, for ditches, to all kinds of leach fields for houses. People's lives will be made better. If you use that same metal to build a tank, it will sit there. It'll get driven around some by a bunch of young kids. It'll get broken a lot. That'll have to be fixed, but it doesn't do anything for the economy. No one's life is made better by the tank. Now, certainly, you have to have a certain amount of equipment to protect yourself. I'm not saying that that's not of any good, but it's not good for the economy.
Furthermore, that myth that World War II brought us out of the Depression, I mean, besides the fact that it flies in the face of common sense, it's backed up by econometrics, specifically the gross domestic product. That is the number, that is the stat that the economists always point to tell you, look, see the falling GDP throughout the Depression and then war, and after the war and during the war, GDP goes up and it continues to rise. GDP is one number. All it means is that economic activity is taking place.
Sure.
Like I said before, if you're building stuff that you had before, it's not good for you. And GDP is the one thing that they point to tell you that World War II brought us out of the Depression. But GDP, in this case, was reflective of an inflated money supply. During the war, I believe they were selling war bonds and pumping up the money supply. So that's just
so if the money supply goes up, then so do over time, so does the amount that people make, right?
Yeah, if you're pumping more dollars into the economy, dollars are not good. Dollars are not something you can eat. It's just pumping up the price.
Right. You're not getting wealthier. You're not getting wealthier, just making more because you need more in order to buy the things because their prices have gone up because the money supply has increased.
And GDP doesn't speak. It's kind of like income, right? So if your your annual income is $50,000 or whatever it might be, that doesn't mean that you have spent your money wisely. If you were spending, you know, going out to the bars every Friday and Saturday night and spending a whole bunch of money, mm-hmm. then, you know, that money's blown and it's not coming back. That's essentially what you're dealing with you know, the case of the GDP. You don't know how the money was spent. You're just presuming that it was spent well.
And finally, regarding Chapter 3, in a book about economics, he has a paragraph about supply and demand, which is a core component of economics that I enjoy.
Yeah, everybody learns about supply and demand when they're in government school. That's the one thing that they teach you about in government economics class.
Yep, the supply and demand curves.
And he defines supply and demand as, I can't find the paragraph right now, but he explains that that need in a post-war situation, you're going to have a lot of need because mm-hmm. your country is destroyed. But need is not demand, because demand requires that you have the capital to buy these things that you want, to create these things you want.
True.
So in war-ravaged Europe,
there's a lot of need,
not necessarily a lot of demand.
Right.
Demand.
Interesting. So somebody who's demanding has to be able to pay for it, is what you're saying.
Demand equals supply. Mm-hmm. When your supply is destroyed during war, your ability to demand goes down also. Supply, Hazlitt explains, is supply and demand are both sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. A farmer's supply of wheat constitutes his demand for automobiles and all the other things that he likes.
Yeah, that was an interesting point. I'd never heard that one made before. Let's get into Chapter 4 here in a moment. We'll come up on that with hour number 2. But first, we go to Chris calling us from Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Awesome. I just wanted to kind of spark a little bit of discussion with you guys about voting, and in particular, I was speaking with Mark over Facebook a little bit over the last couple of days about the implications. I'm real big on always trying to take, my perceptions and trying to challenge them and be willing to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And I had seen Mark was discussing with someone who was claiming that voting implies consent on the part of the voter.
Yep,
and
I've
Mark
heard that.
Had, right. And so Mark was saying, we'll prove it. You know, and it's the first time I realized, I've got this belief, and that's all it was a belief. I don't really have evidence to support
the belief that it. So you held the belief that voting was consent, is what you're saying.
Sure, and actually, I'll say, I still think it is consent.
Great,
so
you
I
can back it up.
All right, well, let's talk about it. If you can hang on through the news, we'll bring you back. We'll have that discussion here, Chris. So stand by, if you would. Hour number 2 is on the way. We got time for you as well. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.